Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Easter, everybody. And may today be a wonderful day for you and your family. The weather seems to be cooperating in most of the country, and that's a real good thing. And you may have noticed that we have a new phone number. We want you to write that down. 1-800-259-9231. And we have moved to a new company. And Jared will be answering the phone this morning, so wish him a happy Easter. And same type of program, just a different type of company that's producing the show. They are the Genesis company, and they're in Minnesota. So you may notice that David doesn't have the southern, Jared does not have the southern accent that David did. But he'll do a real good job to get you motivated and to get you set up so that we can help you with your garden. We are broadcasting live this morning from Wolf Hill Home and Garden Center in Ipswich. They're located on Route 1. We'll be here until noon, so stop by and say hello. And if you're going to come down, go to their website first. Their website is Wolf, W-O-L-F. HillGardenCenter.com and print out the coupons, because you can save quite a bit on the coupons when you come down with them. And you can also get a free six-pack of pansies. And I'll tell you, I planted my pansies on late Friday and Saturday, and there is nothing better than to wake up in the morning, walk outside, and see something that's got some color in it. If you really are anxious and you want to see spring, turn on the television today and watch the Masters. I'm not a golfer. Well, I try once in a while. The ball just won't go straight. But to watch the Masters and to see the beautiful green grass, the mass plantings of azaleas, the dogwoods, it's incredible. So if you've got spring fever and you want to see a sign, the Masters on TV today, the grass is so green. It's absolutely beautiful. And with all the azaleas this bloom, it's spectacular. Now, if we can help you to get off on the right step, that number again, 1-800-259-9231. You give us a call right now, and Jared will take care of you. A lot to do this time of the year. And it should begin with your lawn, getting it raked, getting it cleaned, and putting down some fertilizer. Now, if you want to go organic, there's a couple of things that you can do. A company called Organica has a four-step program that you can put down right now. The step one is corn gluten, and that will fertilize your lawn and kill all of the seeds of grassy weeds like dandelion and also some broadleaf weeds, dandelions, chickweed, clover, and, of course, crabgrass. So go to their website. They have coupons for Bradfield Organics, and they just have the corn gluten for the spring or the Organica four-step program, and it will give you a nice, rich, thick lawn. Get it thick now. If you can thicken the grass by putting some fertilizer on during the month of April, once the weather warms up, that grass is going to thicken. It will fill in the holes, and because there's no holes or bare spots in your lawn, it's going to prevent the weeds from coming in. If the holes are covered with grass, there's no sun hitting. And because there's no sun, that means that there will be no weeds in those areas. Okay? That phone number again, 1-800-259-9231. We also want to say a special hello this morning for those of you listening on WQSO 96.7 in Portsmouth. Welcome to the Paul Parent family of affiliates. We're really excited to have you join us. That is, again, 96.7 FM from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And a good, strong station will come right into almost the Boston area. Jared, good morning. Jared, are you there?
I am here, Paul. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
Yes, I am.
Who is up our first caller this morning?
We have Denise, and she has a question about dahlias.
Denise, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Paul, I have two questions for you. I definitely have spring fever. I've already prepared the garden and the yard for the spring. I've thatched, and I wanted to know if it's too early to put grass seed down. That's my first question. And the second one is about dahlias. I started them in the house a few weeks ago, and they're probably about six to eight inches tall already. And I'm wondering if I could pinch them back or would I hurt the plant from flowering.
Okay. What kind of dahlias did you plant? Are they the small or the real tall-growing ones?
They're the tall-growing ones.
Okay. What you want to do, you need to have, now when you look at your plant, you're going to see a stem and then a leaf opposite each other and then another growth spurt and another set of leaves parallel to each other and then eventually a third. Once you get a third set of parallel leaves opposite from each other, then you can do some pinching. Now what I would like to see you do, Denise, is this. A day where your temperatures hit 50, put them outside to let them get acclimated to the cooler temperatures. And what that is going to do, it's going to thicken the walls of the new growth, make it stiffer. That way it won't be as floppy of a plant. It'll be able to grow that much better. Okay? It's called hardening off. It hardens off the plant to the current temperatures, making it much stronger in the long run. Now, if you work, put them in your garage where you're going to get some light from the windows, but you're also going to have the cooler temperatures. If you're going to be home, put them on a porch or patio or a deck out of the wind, someplace where it's a little bit sheltered, but someplace where you can get 50-degree temperatures, and you're going to see a big difference on the quality of that plant. Now, on your grass seed, this is a good time. Get it ready. Scratch up the ground, soften it up a little bit, put down your grass seed, your fertilizer, and if you can find a seed starter fertilizer, it makes a big difference, Denise. What the seed starter fertilizer does is the fertilizer itself is designed to stimulate root growth and then top growth. So the bigger the roots, the faster the top's going to come all by itself. So put your grass seed down, check your soil. If you see moss growing around, then you're going to need to add something like Miracal to sweeten the soil. The old-fashioned everyday lime is good, but it takes 6 months to work. The Miracal works in 7 to 10 days. So a little bit of the Miracal, then I want you to put down your fertilizer, your grass seed. It doesn't matter which goes first. I prefer to put the grass seed down because that's all I see on the ground and I know where it is. If you put down the fertilizer and everything down first, then it changes the color of the soil and the seed isn't as noticeable. Take a bamboo rake or a steel spring action rake, turn it upside down so that the teeth point up and gently comb the seed into the soil and then water. It's as simple as that. Now, the ground is cold, so it's going to take some time, but get it in now, and when it does change, which is going to be any day, it'll start to grow for you. Thank you, Denise. Other things that should be done at this time of the year, those of you that have a vegetable garden, take a look at the soil. The secret to growing vegetables is all in the soil. Whatever you put into that soil, it's going to give it back to you 10 times. So if you live near the seashore or you're within a half an hour drive of the seashore, go pick up some seaweed, spread it on top of your garden, and till it right in with the pitchfork or the rototiller. Seaweed is like peat moss, except it's full of fertilizer value. Okay? 1-800-259-9231.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. Get Scott's 4-step this weekend at your local hardware store or garden center, and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilon from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Easter to all, and the arrival of spring is still a little bit shaky. It's still cool outside, but things are going to get better. Your days are getting a lot longer, and if you live in the Northeast, your daffodils are poking up through the ground, the tulips, the crocuses are blooming, you're able to plant pansies outside, and, you know, if you're fortunate enough to get some bulbs, plants for Easter, things like tulips and daffodils, hyacinths, and even your Easter lilies, they can be planted outdoors. So enjoy them in the house. When they finish blooming, cut off the flowers so that the plant does not use its energy to try and make seeds. And around May 1st, plant your tulips, your daffodils, your hyacinths can all be planted in the garden. Now, pull them out of the pot, set them in the ground about 3 inches deeper than they are in the pot. So remove your container, keep it as one plant, set it in the ground 3 inches deeper, firm the soil around it, and next year they'll bloom at their recommended time. Now, the Easter lilies, big tip for you, the little yellow pollen sacs that are in the middle of your flower, pull off the pollen sacs. It'll make the flowers bloom longer for you. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have Vernon on the line.
Vernon, good morning and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a problem every year. My cherry trees and my plum trees, I get beautiful fruit on them, but once the fruit forms, the blossom starts rotting from the blossom end right to the whole fruit, and I lose all my fruit.
Okay. Are you putting anything on your fruit trees, fungicides or
No, I don't use any insecticides, but this time of year, last year I sprayed it with a sulfur and what was that other component? Sulfur spray or something.
Okay. What you need to do, Vernon, is this. before the tree comes into bloom, you use the lime sulfur and horticultural oil. The oil will take care of insects that have laid eggs on your plant from the previous season, and the lime sulfur will kill a lot of diseases. Now, if any of that fruit has fallen on the ground and is still there, it's really important that you clean around that fruit tree, because that dead fruit contains spores that's going to reinfect the tree when the conditions are right, and that's going to be during May, June. So a good cleaning around the tree will help a great deal. Now, what I need you to do, you need to break the cycle of this fungus. Go to your local garden center, and I want you to buy Bonide fruit tree spray or something called Organocide. Organocide is organic, and Bonide fruit tree spray is a chemical. Both of them will take care of diseases and insects. And you need to spray that tree when the flowers shatter and they fall on the ground. You need to spray it right then, and you need to repeat that application of fruit tree spray or organocide every 2 weeks until almost harvest. Now, it's really important that you do this because your tree has a history of a problem, and it's going to keep trying to attack the fruit. And if you don't break the cycle, it's going to continue, and it's going to get worse and worse and eventually change from just the fruit and start to attack the foliage. And that will weaken the tree, and that will increase the chances of borers and other insects coming to the plant. So keep it healthy, a little bit of fertilizer, something like Plant Tone, which is all organic, all natural, and it works very, very well. So this year, be serious. If you want cherries that you can eat and plums that you can eat, lime sulfur and horticultural oil now. And I'll tell you, I do my flowering crabs, I do my roses, and I spray the ground where my perennials are with this. While you've got the product out, let's use it. And believe me, it's going to help you a great deal. And then when the flowers fall, that's when you want to use either Bonide fruit tree spray or organocide. 1-800-259-9231.
Mom, I'm taking Buddy out to play in the yard.
Wait, stay on the patio. We just treated the lawn. See the white flags?
Can I play next door in Jonathan Green's yard? He doesn't have any flags.
As long as he's okay with it, ask him first.
Hi, Mr. Green. Is it okay for us to play in your yard? We're not allowed to play in our yard because we have flags up.
I understand your mother's concern, but you don't have to worry about that on this lawn. I only use my organic weed control.
What does that mean?
It means it's safe to bring Buddy over anytime. Visit your local garden center or hardware store and ask for my Jonathan Green Organic Lawn Care Fertilizers. It's the safe way to grow a beautiful and carefree lawn. Ask for a free copy of my organic products guide. It tells you everything you need to know to go organic with your lawn.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-800-800. 34 no tax. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and happy Easter to all of you on this beautiful Easter Sunday. The trees are green. The deciduous trees are beginning to swell their buds a little bit, and if you want a sign where you live, if you live in the Northeast, the weeping willows. Look how pretty the weeping willows are with that gorgeous yellow stems. That's a sign. The color is changing on them, and before long we'll have beautiful dogwoods and crabs all in bloom around you. But have some patience. The weather's still a little bit cold. If you're anxious to get out in the yard, pansies. I got mine planted on Friday and Saturday, and when you walk out the door from my house, you look at that face on the flower, and it really tells you that spring is here. Maybe a little bit on the cool side, but it's a sign that spring is here and there's no turning back. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have Joan with a question about horsetails.
Joan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. Thank you for
good
my
morning.
Wonderful garden. I would have given up a long time ago without your encouragement.
Thank you.
I have an asparagus patch. And every year, and it's clear right now, and I go to bed one night, I get the next morning, and it's full of it. Looks like little pine trees. People
yes.
tell me they're called horsetails.
Yeah, it is, and it's a tough one to get rid of, Joe.
It is. I put the preem on them, but I think I might have waked after I put the preem on. Now I realize you're supposed to let it set and make it like a cover
right.
so they don't come through?
What happens is preem is a pre-emergence.
Yeah.
And when you apply it to your garden, you water it in, the powder will dissolve and create a barrier on the surface of the ground. When the weed germinates and it punctures the preem, it absorbs it, and it kills the seedling. So you cannot cultivate. So do your cultivating now. Get your bed looking good. Put down the preen, and it will take care of any seeds. Now, it will not kill perennials. So if you've got a perennial bed and you've got things like daylilies and hosta and, you know, all of these plants that you really can't see now. You've got bleeding heart, you've got a stilbe. You can't see them because they haven't really woken up from their winter sleep. It's not going to hurt that. But seeds, it will do a great job. And just be careful. You can use products like this in your vegetable garden. Follow the label. But the thing that you want to be aware of is this or any product like it is designed to prevent the seeds from germinating. And it does not know that carrot seeds are good and beet seeds are good. It kills all seeds. So if you're going to use it in a vegetable garden, according to the directions, then make sure you wait until your seed has come up in those areas. You can put it between tomatoes and peppers and things like that. But where you're planting seeds, make sure that the seed has germinated and is at least an inch tall. Otherwise, you'll lose all of your planting. Joan, thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next, we have Ann, who has a question about moss in her garden.
Okay. Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning. Happy Easter.
Questions, and the first question is regarding moss in the flower bed. And my second question is, what is the best time to prune a boxwood hedge?
Okay. Your boxwood hedge, I would prune it now. The reason is boxwood only grows 2 to 3 inches a year. If you wait until the new growth comes out and then you cut it, you're going to have a hedge that looks like it's been pruned. Because in the pruning process, you're going to cut those tiny leaves with your shears, and when you look at the hedge closely, you're going to see a lot of half leaves where they've been cut. And right along that cut edge, it's going to turn brown. So by pruning it now and shaping it, now don't cut it square. If you want to control a height, cut the top flat, prune the sides. Now you've got a square. On the edge where your corners are, prune that to kind of round up the plant a little bit. And that way the sun will be able to get on the back side as well as the front side. And I like something that looks more natural than sharp edges on your boxwood. So if you can do that, but do it now, and when the new growth comes out, any holes that you accidentally made will be hidden with the new growth. Now, the moss in your garden, the best thing for you to do, rake it up. You don't need to buy a moss killer. Just a moss killer will kill it, but you still got to rake it up. So rake it up and then dispose of it. And then what I want you to do is to get some of the Jonathan Green Magic Cal. Put that down at the recommended rate. And if you've got a lot of moss, like you're saying, double it. You cannot put too much of this product on your garden. So for an everyday garden that does not have a moss problem, use it at the recommended rate. When you have a lot of moss like this, you need to get rid of that acidity. And by doubling the rate of MagiCal, it's going to change the garden dramatically, and your fertilizers are going to work a lot better. Give it a try. Jared, who's next?
Okay, up next we have Mary with a question about her rose bushes.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter to you, Mary.
Thank you. Same to you. Paul, I just bought a couple of new rose bushes, and I've kept them in the house because I thought it was too cold. And I've got buds on one of them, and I've got a lot of leaves coming through on the other one. When would it be safe to me to put it outside in the ground?
Okay. What you need to do, Mary, is there's a lot of nurseries and garden centers that have roses that are coming in right now, and they leave them outside. So what you need to do is you have to acclimate this plant to the temperatures outside. And if you go from a house that's 65 to 70 degrees and you plant them now and the temperatures get down into the low 40s or even high 30s, the plant's going to go into shock because it's too cold. So what you're going to need to do, Mary, is during the day when your temperatures are 45 to 60 degrees, put them outside. And or else if you have a garage, put them in the garage. And at night, the doors close, they're out of the wind, and they'll slowly acclimate. If you don't have a garage that you can leave them in, then put them out on your porch during the day when the temperatures are 40, 45 or better. And then at supper time, bring them in so that they don't freeze. Okay? And if you can do that, Mary, you're going to see that your roses will be all set. Once they get firm, and it's going to take about 10 days. So if you start now and you put them out every day for the next 10 days and bring them in at night if it's cold or leave them in your garage at night, then you can plant them in your garden in 10 days. It's as simple as that, but you've got to get them. It's like you staying in a house. Your house is 70, and all you have is a nice little thin shirt. And then you go outside, like this morning, it's like 40 degrees outside. You'd get chilled. The same thing happens to the plant. You've got to get it so that it's accustomed to it. But in the future, when you buy a rose bush at this time of the year, you can plant it because it was outside originally. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our phone number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, we have Terry with a question about climbing hydrangeas.
Okay. Terry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Paul, we live in Merrimack, New Hampshire, and
okay.
we have a climbing hydrangea that we, this is probably the fourth season for it, and we planted it next to a tree, and it has grown in probably 25, 30 feet up to the tree, and
oh, wow.
it really takes off. The only thing it doesn't do is bloom. And we've
okay.
put fertilizer from the local nursery. I can't remember the name of it. I've put wood ash on it. I've put lime. And I was just wondering if there's anything I can do this season to maybe to get it to bloom.
Okay. So it's really taken off on you.
Yes.
Okay. What you need to do, and this is something that I learned in college, and sometimes it works the first year, sometimes it takes a couple of years, but the goal of your plant is to be able to reproduce itself by making flowers and seeds. Sometimes
okay.
when plants are young, they just grow and grow and grow. Sometimes, because of the fertilizer that's being applied, they just grow and they don't flower. So what you need to say to that plant is, it's time for flowers. And what you need to do is to take a shovel, measure roughly 3 feet away from the stem that you planted in the ground, and I want you to cut a circle around it. In your case, because it's up a tree or if it was up a wall, you would do a half a circle and get the blade as deep in the ground as possible. So 3 feet away, make a horseshoe or a half circle cut into the ground, the depth of the shovel. Oh, push the blade forward and pull it back to kind of open up the ground a little bit. And I want you to buy a fertilizer called Superphosphate 020 and put a couple of handfuls right in that slit. Then take the heel of your foot and compact the soil around it and water. You'll shock the root system. The plant thinks it's going to die and it will make flower buds. Now, it's probably not going to make any for this year, but it will make them for next year. So by root pruning it now, and then next spring, the same thing, it should flower for you next summer. But put the superphosphate in the hole, again, a couple of handfuls, and then in the fall, sprinkle some more around it.
Okay.
Your plants make the flowers during June, July, and August. So if you can put the fertilizer the second time in July or early August, you'll be in great shape.
Okay.
Carol, thank you so much.
I'll call back next year and let you know how we did.
And when it flowers, we'll have a glass of champagne together. How's that?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Things that we should be doing at this time of the year around our home. We've talked about cleaning the lawn. We've talked about planting a little bit of grass seed. We've talked about let's get the pansies in the ground. The one thing I would like all of you to do, if you are planning this year to plant blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, grapes, and rhubarb, don't wait till the last minute. All of the garden centers that I have talked to are telling me that they are being swamped with calls and people coming in looking for those plants. And these are plants that sometimes will sell out real early. So if you're going to be planting some berry plants, go to your local garden center. While the selection is good, some of them already have them in stock. Some of them will be getting them in shortly. And if you're going to need several plants, it may be worth your while to tell your local nursery, I'm looking for blueberries. Can you call me when they come in? I'm looking for raspberries or strawberries. But with the big gardening push this year, those particular plants are going to be in short supply. Asparagus roots, the same thing. Tell your nursery now, and they'll call you when they come in.
Mom, I'm taking Buddy out to play in the yard.
Wait, stay on the patio. We just treated the lawn. See the white flags?
Can I play next door in Jonathan Green's yard? He doesn't have any flags.
As long as he's okay with it, ask him first.
Hi, Mr. Green. Is it okay for us to play in your yard? We're not allowed to play in our yard because we have flags up.
I understand your mother's concern, but you don't have to worry about that on this lawn. I only use my organic weed control.
What does that mean?
It means it's safe to bring Buddy over anytime. Visit your local garden center or hardware store and ask for my Jonathan Green Organic Lawn Care Fertilizers. It's the safe way to grow a beautiful and carefree lawn. Ask for a free copy of my organic products guide. It tells you everything you need to know to go organic with your lawn.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development,
and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now and take control of your future. IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Good morning and happy Easter to all this beautiful morning. We have some patchy clouds here and there. A little bit on the cool side, but that's okay. Today's the day for family and celebration, and I hope you all have a great Easter Sunday. We're broadcasting live from Massachusetts today. We are at Wolf Hill Home and Garden Center. They are located on Route 1. They're about 4 miles from the Toffsfield Fair, and a very unique nursery, a great gift shop. All kinds of ideas for your home. They have beautiful silk arrangements and baskets and pottery, and they can customize a wreath or an arrangement for you for the wall or for a table. And the silk flower selection is fabulous. Also a full garden center, nursery, everything that you need to make your yard beautiful. That's Wolf Hill. Come on down and say hello. I'll be here until noon to answer all of your gardening questions. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have George with a problem with his pecan trees.
George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
Good morning and happy Easter.
Same to you.
What is happening with your pecan trees?
I want them to bear more. This is in the Carolinas. I have this place, and I don't know much about their history, but they should bear more than the other. So what should I do?
Okay. How old are the trees, George, and how big are they?
They're huge, all of them. There's lots of them. I have 29.
Okay. Have you ever fertilized them?
No, I haven't. I only got this place recently.
Okay. Now, a couple of things I'd like to have you look at when you go outside. I want you to see what is underneath the trees. Is it grass or is it just open ground with just weeds growing?
No, it's grass.
Okay. It's all grass. Okay. Okay. What I want you to do is to take a turf edger and a shovel, and I want you to remove the grass from around the trunk of the tree about 3 feet all the way around. And then in that area where you've cleaned it, I want you to put down like some bark mulch or compost or a nice thick layer of pine needles. And that'll make it easier for you to mow around them.
Yes.
Now, the other thing is lime. For the average tree, you want to apply some lime, or to make it easier, because lime, 50-pound bags can be very heavy for a lot of us to apply. See if you can find Jonathan Green Magic Cal. And Jonathan Green Magic Cal, one bag is equivalent to 10 bags of the old-fashioned powdered lime. If you can't find it and you can find a regular lime, then put that down. But you want a lime underneath the canopy, underneath the branches of your trees. And that will make the soil less acidic. So by removing the grass around the trunk, putting down some mulch or some pine needles, by adding some lime directly underneath the tree, that's going to help to make the fertilizer more available to the plant, your soil less acidic, and you won't have a tendency to have a lot of moss there. And then, being that these trees are new to you and you don't know when they were fed and that they're not producing as much as they should, what I'd like to have you do is buy a fertilizer called Plant Tone, PlantTone. It comes in 25 and 50-pound bags, and you're going to use 1 pound of fertilizer for every inch diameter of the trunk of your tree. And if you can do that now or in the next, you know, the next few weeks, that fertilizer with the rain will give the tree added nourishment to help it to produce more pecans. George, thank you so much for the call. From Anderson, North Carolina, we're glad to have you with us this morning. And this gardening season is all coming to you a little bit ahead of us. WAIM Radio, 12:30 a.m. in Anderson, North Carolina. So you're ahead of us. You've got all kinds of flowers in bloom. Send the heat from the southern part of the country into the northeast so that we can see our forsythia come into bloom. We can see the magnolia buds swell and give us some color. It's coming. Spring is here. Don't get discouraged. And if we can help you, 800-259-9231.